Chapter 10. I telephoned Selena next. I said I wanted to see her. She told me to go to the house when I wanted to that day, as she was working at home. I arrived a couple of hours later, about 4 o'clock. We sat in the living room and had tea. I told her all I knew after talking to Snout. She seemed a little sad. "What's wrong?" I asked.
"Well,"
she began,
"I'm a bit sorry for my brothers. I know we don't get on well, but..."
I told her that there was nothing I could do about that. But I cheered her up a little by saying that her brothers might learn a lesson by having to spend a little time in prison. And, anyway, their sentences were sure to be much smaller than those of the 3 Asian ringleaders. Her brothers didn't have police records, and I told her that it was clear to the police that they were used and manipulated by the other gang members.
"I suppose I should pay you, Richard,"
she then said. "That's a good idea," I replied. She went to a chest of drawers, opened a drawer, and took out a checkbook.
"Is a check all right?"
she asked. "Fine," I said. But I didn't go to Selena's house just to tell her what Snout told me, nor to be paid. I had something else on my mind. "Selena, I was wondering, well, I mean, the fact is, when I finish a case, I like to go out and celebrate. There's a little French restaurant in Soho. Very good food, excellent fish, and, well, I was wondering if you would like to have dinner there with me tonight." Finally, I said it. Her eyes brightened, and she gave me a beautiful smile.
"I'd love to, Richard."
So we made the arrangements, and I left the house. I wanted to dance down the driveway. The case was solved. I had some money in my pocket, and I had a beautiful girl to take out to dinner that night. Life was treating me well. The last line of one of everyone's favorite old films came to my mind. As I tried to sound like Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca, I repeated it to myself. "Yes," I said, "this could be the start of a beautiful friendship."